Pressure is mounting for buy now, pay later schemes to be regulated, with fears they're a ticking time bomb for vulnerable people. Services like Afterpay, Laybuy and Zip Pay are interest-free, with repayments staggered over several weeks and late fees if a payment is missed. But research shows 90% of people using them have other debts and 20% have previously missed at least one payment. Louise Tanuth reports.
Buy now, pay later schemes are popular with these shoppers in Tāmaki Makaurau.
I do shopping online using Afterpay, and I also use OpenPay for my clothes sometimes. Anything from the Reject Shop, Big W, Pet Barn, Kmart, Skechers.
I have used Afterpay, yeah. Oh gosh, like accessories or clothes, yeah, shoes.
I use Afterpay, online shopping. If I need to buy something online and I feel like I would rather pay it off rather than pay it off in a whole sum.
But because the schemes don't charge interest like a credit card, they don't fall under the Credit Contracts and Consumer Finance Act. That's something Consumer New Zealand wants to see regulated. Head of Communications and Campaigns Gemma Rasmussen says the lack of credit assessment when making a purchase is concerning.
No one is actually assessing to see whether customers can service the debt, so that means that vulnerable consumers, they may not be able to repay their debt, they could end up with a poor credit rating, and things can be escalated very quickly to a debt collector.
She says often people don't see the schemes as banking products.
When you walk into a store and you can download an app and have buy now, pay later within a matter of minutes, and you're also being provided a lot of marketing encouraging you to spend, the lines can be blurred and sometimes it can be harder to understand that you are actually very much taking on this debt.
And the variety of products you can purchase is expanding, with alcohol, parking fines and even holidays on the list. According to Consumer New Zealand's latest research, people that use buy now, pay later schemes and earn under $50,000 a year are spending 50% of their purchases on essential items. But Gemma says it's how they manage these purchases that causes issues.
Another thing that our research did find is that about 28% of buy now pay later users are paying for their payments on a credit card. So it can mean that you have a double cycle of debt. You've got the interest from the credit card, then you're also running the risk of late payments.
She says there's a growing community of vulnerable people turning to these schemes that may not have found themselves in this position a few years ago. Consumers say with some limits going up as you make more purchases, it's easier to spend more.
People get excited about the fact that they can lay by, but if you're not able to actually keep up with those payments, then you're putting yourself behind the eight ball. So I would always make sure that I've only got one transaction happening per week.
Yeah, the more you purchase, there's an increase in the limit that you're able to buy. I do find that the more I purchase, I think it does, just by a little bit.
Consumer New Zealand says retailers can feel disadvantaged if they don't offer the option, but shoppers can easily find that outgoing payments are eating into their income. That's something financial mentor Peter experienced recently with one of his clients.
She's got 16 current Afterpays. She's a beneficiary. She needs to find $630 a fortnight to pay the Afterpay. She can't afford it without sacrificing most of her general living expenses like rent and food.
Because she can't make those payments, $160 per fortnight and late fees are adding to her debt. Peter's urging people to use the service with caution.
A warning to people that Afterpay is not simple. It's not like you can afford it and sort of almost forget it like some do. It's useful one at a time.
In a statement, the Minister of Consumer Affairs, David Clark, says he's concerned about buy now, pay later's potential to cause financial hardship. In November last year, MB officials consulted with consumers, businesses and other interested parties to hear their experiences, and he expects to make further announcements soon.